Oh, you better watch out. You better not pout. You better not cry. I'm telling you why.
Because we're starting to do our podcast.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
You can't stop, can you?
No, I can't. I'm on a roll.
Well, it is. I thought we told him to go to his room. No, I see him in the kitchen messing with the sink.
He is in your
on
father.
Even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm morbidly depressed Von Fry. Joining me is...
You better not be depressed, Mom.
Yes. And okay, so what have you been up to? Now he's in the kitchen. Look. Okay. What have you been up to?
Oh,
I told
ready.
You to shut his door and make sure he stayed in the
decorating
corner.
Decorating for Christmas. Got all the decorations up.
And what decorations would that be for those who can't see them right now?
The Christmas tree. I decorate the deck, put a wreath on the deck, and your dad put lights out there. And then, let's see, there's a wreath on the front porch with lights. And I put a few things around the kitchen and the bathroom.
There's a number of little knickknacks all over the place.
You want me and a wreath above your head with mistletoe.
And what else do we have? There's just a lot of stuff all
the
over the place.
Fireplace mantle.
There?
Yeah. Staircase.
And we're not going to have any company to watch it.
Well, why don't you invite some of your friends
over? No, I don't. I specifically don't have friends to not have someone to come over.
We need to have a party is what we need to do.
No, we yes. don't really.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, well, how about we get into the news?
Okay.
So we have some interesting news stories today, or rather this week, I feel like. First up, you probably saw about this. I told you to avoid it. An animal broke into a liquor store.
Yeah, I saw it, but I kept walking out of the room because you told me to avoid it.
When I saw the headline that an animal broke into a liquor store, I knew it had to be a raccoon.
Did you?
So there's the mess, and it passed out in the bathroom.
I probably couldn't reach the toilet to vomit.
It's just it.
Ugly porcelain throne.
So somebody walked in there and was like, well, I think we know what happened here, right?
Is he alive?
Well, here's the part that really kind of surprises me. The raccoon, later identified as Cole. So how do you, first of all, how do you identify a raccoon?
Because he has a rap sheet.
it's like, how do you identify a raccoon is what I don't understand. So they named it later, I'm guessing, right? But I don't know why later identified as Cole. It's that Cole again.
I think you need to call him Party Animal.
His name's Cole, C-O-L-E, like
our
dog.
Yeah. Cool.
So I thought that you'd find that kind of cute.
That is cute.
I don't know what they did with their raccoon. Maybe he's going to go raid another liquor store.
Who names raccoons? Maybe it was somebody's pet.
I don't know exactly. They just said later identify as Cole. I'm like, guess based on what? Like, who named it that, right?
Yeah.
Also, dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. RoboCop gets a statue in Detroit. Have you seen the RoboCop statue?
No, show me.
That's what it looks like right there. It was a 15-year process trying
That's
to
awesome.
Get everything taken
How
care of.
How tall is it?
Looks 11, like, 11 feet tall.
Looks pretty
bronze
tall.
Bronze statue.
Neat. Does it look like the actor?
He was probably there for the unveiling or something.
Well, he should have been.
But I don't really understand its pose. It's kind of like this like strange. People are kind of holding the hand that's lower.
Mm.
I don't really understand the pose right there. He has a weird way of shooting a gun where he like throws one arm out like
that's
this.
That's what it is.
That's what they should have done.
Well, they didn't want a gun in there.
It's Detroit.
Because it's violence.
So people are saying, yeah, you know that movie was shot in Dallas. And somebody said, so was JFK.
that's so and, sick.
But
it's
you know
funny.
What? As someone from Kansas, what do we hear all the time?
Everything happens in Kansas.
No.
BTK.
Wizard of Oz, Dorothy,
oh, okay.
Golden Brick Road. None of that had anything to do with Kansas. The movie wasn't shot in Kansas.
No, it
it's
wasn't.
It's not like the book was made
but
in Kansas.
Dorothy was from Kansas.
Her character.
Yeah, liberal Kansas. I think they claim the Yellow Brick Road or something like that.
So we have to hear about that all the time. Detroit, I guess, would rather be known for RoboCop than other things, I guess, right?
Yeah. It's funny. I was in Las Vegas once and got in a taxi and the guy says, oh, where are you from? And we said, Oklahoma City. And everybody says the bombing, you know, that's what everybody talks about, Oklahoma City.
At the time. What year was this?
Oh, it was years ago. Probably 2004. probably...
Well, that bombing was in 95, so was this in the 90s?
2000s, maybe earlier.
Okay, well, that kind of makes some sense, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody says BTK for Kansas, though.
No, they don't.
Or the murders. What were those famous murders?
No, they say, oh, Dorothy, huh? You know, you need to get home, your little dog too, click your heels together. You know, that's what they'll say.
They say that?
That, I would assume. Okay, so anyways, it's good that RoboCop got a statue.
It is, I'm glad.
But I just don't...
Terminator needs a statue in California.
Well,
I'll be back.
Well, I guess it could have like a fire, an eternal flame around a merry-go-round and seesaw and stuff, like at the beginning of Terminator 2, where
sad.
The playground's on
that's,
fire.
That's sick. No.
That would work. Why don't we get do a GoFundMe for that?
We do need a Terminator statue. I mean, gosh, he was the mayor of, he was the governor of California, not the mayor, the governor of California.
So in sports news, Monday Night Football had an interesting occurrence where this guy's, okay, I know you're going to look at this and think that his name is Young Ho, but it's pronounced Young Wei, okay? He missed a kick. Here's the thing. Okay, so would you say that's the worst missed field goal kick ever, or what are we calling this exactly?
It's called a duff.
A duff?
I think that's called a duff. Like when you're golfing, I mean, I do that. I hit the turf and it's...
He hit the turf. He did not make contact with the ball.
And the bad part is that hurt really bad. That probably... I'm surprised he...
Probably did. A turf toe instant right
there.
Oh,
or his hip.
So at any rate, he claims that the holder was moving the ball around. Not really. It looked to me like it was good to go.
Yep, he just...
But he kind of
did. It just happens.
Wasn't sure if he still was having to follow through in some capacity, right? Young Wei Ho Ku over here. And the interesting thing is that the stat sheet does not count that as a missed kick.
What's it called?
He didn't make contact with it. It's almost like if you faked a field goal.
Well, you know.
It doesn't count against
maybe
him.
Maybe it was a fake.
It doesn't count against him on accuracy.
Okay, good.
So it's not the worst kick because he never actually kicked it. What do you think of that?
That's bad. You know, sometimes I screw up on the hike, and then that's a big mess.
In college football, this guy Lane Kiffin, who I never trusted, this guy is he nepo babied for long enough that people forgot that he nepo babied, and now it just all look. He's coached everywhere. Okay,
he
keeps
good?
Getting coaching. He never wins the championship, nothing. But they're fighting over him and. Louisiana State University said, hey, come join us. And he's like, okay, sure. Season's not over yet with Ole Miss where he's coaching.
So then
he pins a letter. Well, I really want it. And this is tells you what kind of a weasel this guy is, okay? Well, I really wanted to stick around. I wanted to take that job, but I wanted to stick around and coach you guys in the playoff, in the bowl games.
Why couldn't you do that?
But if you were working a job at Dr. Pepper, and you said, well, I'm leaving to go to Mountain Dew. Hold on, wait a minute. Can I still show up here tomorrow? There are a few more things I want to do. No, you're out. You've left. Go, right? He's claiming the administration stopping him from coaching that bowl game. Inside sources are saying that the players actually had a talk with him and said they wanted him gone.
Well, that's even cooler.
Like, why? No, if you leave,
I'm proud of the
players. We're not good enough for you. Then why do we want you coaching the bowl game?
Yeah, we'll just coach ourselves.
They
have assistant coaches that can.
Now I am interested in college football.
You gonna watch that game?
Because I'm now rooting for the Ole Miss Rebels.
Okay, Ole Miss Rebels, we want to win.
I think they're the Rebels. I want them to win because their coach left them. Right now, this is a team that's motivated.
Or they kicked their coach out.
College football was good until a few years ago. It really got a lot worse rapidly.
The portal.
Name, image, likeness situation
that's
allowed the players to get paid for stuff that had nothing to do with name, image, likeness. Okay. But at the same time, they have this transfer portal that kids are just going in and out of college at whatever. You're
it's
not paying me enough money.
Watch it because...
Last season, UNLV had a quarterback doing good, and he said, I want a raise, and they said no. And he's like, well, fine, I'm sitting out, whatever. You know,
you can do that in the pros. College used to be fun.
There may be an additional circumstance to all of this.
What is it?
Whereas it's not just the athletes that are being portaled and NIL'd. Maybe the hot girls on campus are going to do the same thing. Some Instagram TikTok influencer named Izzy Darnell.
Darnell?
reveals she's transferring schools. This is from People Magazine. After shockingly dropping from Alabama Rush on bid day. So we are getting transfer portal for babes.
She's
it's
a babe.
Like if you okay, so the so we think the athletes are going to bring money to the university. Well, we need the hot chicks also.
Of course.
And if we don't pay the hot chicks enough money, they're going to go somewhere else where the money is, right?
So some schools are going to have really cute cheerleaders and some
the,
aren't.
The era of the NIL babes is upon us.
Oh, is it?
That's what my guessing is, that these girls are not being paid enough money to fake going to a college.
Hey, maybe they need some agents. Maybe you should become their agent.
So in other sports news, actually, we don't really have any other sports news.
It's blushing.
An interesting thing here, GameStop is having Trade Anything Day today.
Can I trade you?
I don't know. They may have some stipulations. This is for USA Today says, what to know about Trade Anything Day. The item must fit in a 20 by 20 by 20 box.
Okay, so it can't be like a car.
A human, yeah.
Or a car.
Well, kidney, right?
I was trying. I gave away a whole bunch of stuff to Goodwill last year at Christmas, so I don't think I don't have anything to give away.
There is something going on with Pokemon cards. Like, people are camping out in front of stores on days Pokemon cards come in. People are rifling through them at Walmart. People are weighing them and then determining that the heavier ones have the good stuff in them or something.
Oh, really?
And then leaving kids. It's really weird. I'm not into the whole card scene so much because it seems like they're making things specifically designed to be collectible, which shouldn't be collectible then.
I know baseball cards and football cards were cool because you didn't know who was going to end up being famous.
Well, you'd have the rookie card of somebody right. before they took off, and then wow, that was something, right?
Yeah.
But now they specifically make that rookie card valuable by having like a teardrop
a
of his sweat
amount,
from
yeah.
his first game played or something like this,
oh,
right?
Gosh.
Or this guy licked it and put it in the bath water, so now this one's like super impressive.
Really?
Something like that. They have crazy things they do. They
I tear, didn't know that.
They tear off a piece of his underwear and they put it in the card, and,
oh,
and that's
gosh.
Game worn, right? With some of his pheromone scent built in, all this. And then
oh,
that's the one that's so expensive. Look, I could get behind you having Michael Jordan game-worn jersey or a baseball somebody smacked out of the park.
Yeah,
okay?
That'd be cool.
Something that was game-used, mm-hmm. all right? But this stuff where it's like a card the guy never looked at is worth something, this tells me there's some kind of shady money laundering thing happening here.
Yeah.
The Pokemon never had anything to do with these cards. Like, Pikachu never autographed these cards.
It's like the Easter egg of cards.
So I might stop by GameStop and see if they'll take a kidney or something. You know,
yeah.
Now you trade stuff in for store trade-in credit. So
yeah.
It's not a bad opportunity if there's something, oh, I'd like to put this in garage sale, but I don't have a garage sale. Give it a shot.
Yep. I think that's a good idea. I'm sure they're donating it all to charity.
GameStop is a business that, on paper, probably shouldn't be in business, but they got meme stocked up by some stock Wall Street bro guys,
yeah.
and these guys made millions of dollars.
They did.
Finessing the backwards pump and dump thing that other people trying to short, and got some justice for the little man. At the same time, they have a unique business model where they have like a nationwide chain that is almost a video game place, right?
Right.
But they sell a lot of other stuff there too now.
A lot of
shirts
swag,
and whatever, yeah.
yeah.
But you couldn't really do this at Walmart. You couldn't go in. Walmart's having a bring in something
no,
you found.
No, it's like they're small enough that they could be like a local business.
It's like a national pawn shop.
Kind of.
For gaming.
Okay, so I got some news.
Okay, what?
Well, I saw last night that Taylor Swift has been incognito at the Royals games. Not the Royals. City Chiefs
the
game.
Royal season's over.
Maybe she's been incognito at those too. But
so what is she doing, putting on a wig?
Well, apparently, yeah, because, you know, they haven't been cutting to her since they got engaged. I've noticed. He looks up. You can tell when he scores or something. He's always looking up, and I figure he's looking at her. But they haven't shown her. They showed her and Holmes's wife, Brittany, one time I saw them together. But otherwise, they're not making a big deal of it.
Okay.
Which is fair because, you know, they're almost married. So, you know, they don't cut to all the other players' wives and girlfriends and
sometime engaged. It may have something to do with it. I don't know, but
anyway, that I saw that. That was interesting.
Now, on the sort of adjacent news to Taylor Swift, there's this guy for the 49ers. I think he's a fullback or a tight end. I think he's a fullback, okay, or a wide receiver or something, okay? Uh-huh. His name's Juszczyk. His wife made, like, you saw the jackets she made, yeah, like, a couple years ago. Yeah, they were going to play
Brittany
each other.
Holmes wears them and her kids.
Yeah, well, she keeps coming up with, like, clothes
that's
that
cool.
that are kind of have like a cute thing going for them, but at the same time, the National Football League had recognized this and was like, we need to work out some kind of arrangement here where you've got like official line or something for women's wear. Could be some big money in this.
Yeah.
And what if this girl makes more money than her husband? It's not like he's a marquee guy. Okay. It's not like
it's
he's Patrick Mahomes.
She could earn
her NFL playing husband, which usually for a girl, it's like, I need to get a football player with skill position so that I can just be at home all day. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But she might be like the Mrs. Fields
the
cookies of the,
hey,
of the
hey,
thing.
There's nothing
here.
Wrong with that. There's marriages where the woman makes a lot more than the man.
Back to the GameStop stuff before I was rudely interrupted. I did go to GameStop the other
Why
day
am
and, this,
I here?
And I picked up this. This is called
Meteoroid.
Metroid Prime 4 Beyond.
Metroid?
I've
never heard of that.
You don't? Okay, the Prime 4, it's kind of a... Not usually where you put a 4 on the title there. But yes, this is Meteoroid. Yes.
Meteoroid?
You play as this character.
Metroid.
What do you think that guy's name is?
Sam. I don't know. Samson.
Samus.
Sam, is it really?
And it's a
no,
girl.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
oh,
I think
wow.
You've heard me say
I've never,
that before.
I have not.
I think you've heard me say that.
That was a coincidence.
So this, I think I showed you this when I got this the other week. So this figurine here, you put the, you tap this, uh-huh. They call it an amiibo.
Is that Samus?
That's Samus.
A chick, right? She is.
It's actually, a girl. Yeah. The original game from like 1986, the big surprise was that in the game.
I didn't know that was Samus.
At the end of the game, you found out you're playing as a girl. And otherwise, they didn't have girls in games.
I guess
at the time.
That. I bet was purely coincidence.
The first girl in a game may have been Ms. Pac-Man, and then the second girl in a game may have been Samus.
That's a good trivia question.
So at the end of the game, you find out you're playing as a girl, and it's like mind blowing. All right,
yeah,
this is the latest
it's quite
game.
The girl.
It's pretty cool. Like people are kind of down on the.
Are you
gonna
put that in my china cabinet? Too?
It's not as isolated as the original Prime games, but you run around, you blast
is
stuff
that
with
a
this.
Switch
blaster arm. It's on Switch 2, and you have special controls, and you turn into a ball, and you run around like a pinball.
Oh, that's
and you
cool.
Also get on a motorcycle, and you have to do stunts and things. There's a picture of the motorcycle right there, and yeah, I'm kind of having a blast with it. It's pretty tough, but you shoot by like kind of pointing with the Switch control.
That's neat.
And you can also use it like a mouse, and it kind of recognizes what you're doing.
Huh.
And yeah, so that's Metroid Prime 4. I'm having a pretty good time with it. I'm a few hours in. And yeah, I just got the motorcycle. And with
everybody
that
should
amiibo,
buy that for their daughters for Christmas.
With the amiibo, you touch it to the controller when you get the motorcycle, and it turns on the radio on the motorcycle.
Cool.
People are a little upset that
so
they...
So how much those little figurines cost, amiibos cost?
I was just getting to that.
Okay.
People are a little... Or the magazines, the websites, whatever, are trying to make some rage, saying, "I can't believe Nintendo paywalled the radio on the motorcycle behind a $30 amiibo."
Oh, they cost $30.
But, well, the bad thing is they used to be like $15 when they introduced these with the Switch and stuff. Okay,
which is not that long ago.
But the price of stuff is
like has
insane,
doubled.
Okay?
What hasn't doubled?
Well, at any rate, I guess you can activate the. Maybe after you beat the game the second time through, you can get the radio to work or something like that. So it's not always like you get earlier access to the features with the stuff.
Okay.
But the thing I kind of like about the amiibos, not only is it a pretty well crafted like little statue of a character, but they work in different games. So when the next game comes out, this will have a feature.
Oh, that's
or
cool.
When another game comes out that has the characters, or sometimes
build
any game.
In.
And
so it does have a chip in it or something?
Yeah, it has an NFC near field conduction chip. And like, okay, so if I'm playing Legend of Zelda or something, okay? Or if I'm playing Donkey Kong Bonanza, I could scan this, even though it's not Donkey Kong, And it'll drop an explosive block for you to use.
They're kind of cool little Christmas presents, too.
I guess it could work that way. Yeah. So that's what I've been playing lately. There is one more game I'm waiting to play this Christmas season, and it's called...
What is it? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
This is called Terminator 2D No Fate. What do you think that is?
No Fate? Maybe.
Somebody made... It's like a Super Nintendo version of Terminator 2.
No,
it's like somewhat someone made the game that we wish we had as a kid or something like that. Like
that's cool.
So unfortunately, well, it's going to be pretty cheap. I'm gonna get that.
The game we wished we had when we were kids.
Unfortunately, the company that made the actual Terminator 2 game called LJN made it's not good. It was kind of like I was really wanting the Terminator 2 on NES, and then when you actually got it, it was like you played as this tiny little Terminator. And all you do is punch bikers in the crotch. But now this is like, you know.
Oh, that was good.
Now we have the technology to actually do this right. So there's a company called Reef Entertainment is behind that. That's been postponed, and now it's coming out, I think, on the 12th of this month.
Cool.
So that is something to look forward to there. Okay.
Do you have a game for me today?
You know, I don't need you directing the pod when I'm the one who has all the switches over here to push.
It's a mom thing.
Okay? But I think it is time that we played a game. A game called...
What year?
You remember What Year?
Yeah.
It's been a little while since we've done What Year.
Okay, movies?
No, listen. I messed up and I hit the wrong one, okay? Now I have a lot of editing to do, okay? We're going to play a game called...
What Year?
And in this game, it's pretty simple. All of these songs are from the same year. And all you have to do is listen to the songs and then tell me.
What year?
Okay, I'm going to listen to all of them and then tell you the year?
You're going to listen to the songs, okay?
Okay, give them to me.
Here's the thing, we started up friends.
You know the song?
It was cool, but it was all pretend.
She was on American Idol.
Since you've been gone.
You don't think you know this? She just said the title of the song. I think you've heard this somewhere.
Since you've been gone.
Is it Kelly Clarkson?
She has a talk show.
Kelly Clarkson.
You could have said Drew Barrymore. I don't understand why they're calling her Drew now. She's been rebranded as just Drew.
Like... Madonna. Okay.
I don't like that.
Okay.
So have you heard this? You have heard
that,
huh?
Yeah, I have it now.
All right. Next up. This is this band's only halfway decent song, by the way. I actually thought it was someone else until like a year ago.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go.
Have you heard this before?
Yeah, I think so.
No, you haven't.
Girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket. That's where I want to be.
Okay.
All right, so you've heard that, huh? Or so you think you have. Yeah. Now you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this hoop?
Baby.
The lead singer on this is also on a reality show of sorts.
Let me talk to you and just, you know,
right now.
Situation. Listen. You see the get hot every time I come through when I step up in the spot. Make the place sizzle like a summertime cookout.
You've heard this before, right?
Like I listened to rap.
The guy rapping here, he was in a Walmart commercial last year where he was rapping for Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
I know you do. That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you.
You heard this before?
No, but it's a good song.
I thought we'd get to the hook here sooner. Maybe you'll recognize it.
And in the back of your mind, I know you should be home with me.
All right, here we go.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Okay, so you've heard this?
Yeah, but I don't know what year it was.
All right, so you have any idea who that is?
I know, but I know the song. I recognize it.
All right, here we go. Okay. Another one, fourth song. You can sing along if you want. You want to sing along?
Do you?
Do you know this one?
I don't think so.
I said you could sing along if you
I
want.
Don't know this song, love. Okay, move
you know
on.
This?
No.
Hold on, they're about to say the title.
Doesn't ring a bell.
You don't like this one?
I like it, but it doesn't ring a bell.
All right, last up. This is a band a lot of people make fun of. And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. You know this one?
Nope.
All right. Well, how about we get an idea of what year you think this stuff is?
I'm going to go with my very first guess, 2010.
2010. Or as we would say, 2010.
Yeah, 2010.
All right. Here we go. We have, in order, Since You've Been Gone, Kelly Clarkson, not Drew Barrymore, often confused with Drew Barrymore, but not Drew Barrymore. Beverly Hills by Weezer, all right?
Uh-huh.
Don'tcha by the Pussycat Dolls and Busta Rhymes, okay? Holiday by Green Day.
Okay.
And Photograph by Nickelback.
Okay.
Are all from 2005.
Really? You know what? I've got 2005 written down here. I started out 2010 with the Kelly Clarkson song. I said, maybe it's a little bit earlier. Then I put 2009, and then I put 2005 down.
Yeah, well, I would say that you missed.
I know, I missed it.
I would kind of say
but
that.
I shouldn't have went with my first guess. I should have went with my last one.
What year?
Whoopsie.
All right, that was what year. And I guess you have some kind of silly game I have
what
to
movie?
Do now. Hold on. So am I guessing the movie this
yeah.
is from here?
Movie quotes. What movie?
I kind of prefer the random question on the street from TMZ up to comedians, and then I have to try to guess who said it. It would be like, hold on, is the parking here free? All right, who said that?
Like,
that's the way it is.
Well, here's a good one for you. You sit on a throne of lies.
That is Will Ferrell in Elf.
Very good. Woohoo!
I think he was confronting a fake Santa Claus there, right?
Yep.
Because he knows the real one or something.
Yeah.
That movie really helped turn things around for Will Ferrell. He was not doing so good with the movies. And then in early 2003, he had Old School. And then at the end of 2003, he had Elf. And then they're like, you know what? Let's keep giving him stuff to do, I guess.
I like the commercials when he's taking a bath and he's got his hair in curlers. That's pretty funny.
Well, he was a human that was adopted by the elves, so he's a lot bigger than the elves.
Yeah.
Right? And so
kind of. You know, I don't think I've ever seen that movie completely all the way through. I need to watch Elf.
It was
on
the last time we had basic cable, we watched some of it. This is probably about 2020 or so.
I need to watch it.
We were watching some of it around this time, and it had the Property Brothers girlfriend. She's in the movie. Is it Zoe or Zooey Deschanel?
Yeah, she's in there.
You know Bones? She's Bones' little sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't tell that they look alike.
Uh-uh.
Yep, so there's that. And otherwise, I guess that pretty much does it.
Goodbye now.
Stop. No, you did it wrong. You did it wrong. You know what the line is.
Goodbye now.
It's bye-bye now.
Oh, sorry. Bye-bye now. Forgot my damn line.